If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz. Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this very brief Q&A episode, Julie Olson answers the question, what are your thoughts on biotin and hair loss? Actually, that's my question that I asked her. And this is from an interview that will be released in the future, as we'll chat about some of the different causes of hair loss, including thyroid hormone imbalances, and of course, she'll discuss some things you can do to stop hair loss. And so let's hear what Julie has to say about biotin and hair loss. What are your thoughts on biotin and hair loss? Just because a lot of people will run to get the biotin.
Yeah, biotin is way overrated. It's like the last hair nutrient you need. Because if you don't have enough biotin, you can cause dry, brittle hair. But it doesn't help in the growth process. I don't know. They put so much biotin in these hair supplements. It's ridiculous. It's like they haven't done their research or something. But it's way overrated. That's my answer.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. It's if it's part of a B complex or multivitamin, maybe not a big deal. But what you're saying is that people shouldn't run out to the health food store or go online and just order a separate biotin supplement when it comes to hair loss.
No, there's more other supplements that are more important, because biotin really just helps so that your hair doesn't get dry and brittle and start thinning.
So as I mentioned, it was a very brief response, and after interviewing Julie, I did some research on biotin and hair loss, and sure enough, there really isn't any strong evidence to support that biotin can help with hair growth. And I know that with most of my patients who have hyperthyroidism, the imbalance in thyroid hormones is what's usually responsible for the hair loss, and the same can be true with many cases of hypothyroidism. While on the topic of biotin, it's also important to mention that when doing thyroid testing through the blood, biotin can affect some of the thyroid markers. This is especially true with higher doses of biotin. And so if you're taking a supplement with high amounts of biotin and you plan on doing a thyroid panel with or without antibodies, you'll want to stop taking it for at least 72 hours before doing the blood draw. At least that's according to some labs such as LabCorp, although one study I came across recommended to stop it for 1 week before doing any thyroid blood testing. Speaking of the study, it was a case study involving a person with multiple sclerosis who was on a high dose of biotin, and the thyroid blood test was suggestive of hyperthyroidism, although there were no signs or symptoms of hyperthyroidism, and the physical examination was normal. The researchers discovered that the high-dose biotin treatment interfered with the thyroid blood test, which normalized after the person stopped the biotin for 1 week. They specifically measured the TSH and free T4. Now, just to let you know, the person was taking 200 milligrams of biotin, which is a very large amount. Usually when you take biotin, it's usually in micrograms. And so it's possible that smaller amounts of biotin found in a multivitamin or B complex might not have this effect. Although, just to play it safe, you might want to stop these supplements for a few days before doing a thyroid panel. Anyway, that's it for this Q&A episode, and I look forward to catching you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit savemythyroid.com/liver support.